This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
We're struggling with what to do with the information that's in front of us right now. Is this like just the world's stupidest people?
I don't know.
Most whiny, ungrateful.
Yes.
POSs.
Complainy. Yeah. We want to like kind of know like what's the worst complaint you've ever heard at your job or like the stupidest human you've encountered. I don't know who did this, but it was from a travel agency is where we got started. These were complaints sent in to travel agency. This travel agency, where's the, number five, the beach was too sandy.
Yes.
We had to clean everything when we returned to our room.
There's just too much sand.
It's like it's almost entirely made of sand.
Man, can you not have so much sand in your beach?
What was the one? I have several of them in my head that I want to say all at once. They complained they were in another country.
These people are the worst, and I want to fist fight them. I'm not even joking. Like, how... They said... They went to Spain, and they said when we were in Spain, there were too many Spanish people there.
Yeah.
The receptionist spoke Spanish. The food was Spanish. No one told us that there would be so many foreigners. You're the foreigner! Adjust to their culture!
The funny thing is, I wasn't even talking about that one. It was another one that's exactly like it. We went on holiday to Spain, and all the taxi drivers were Spanish.
Okay. My favorite is we got bit by a mosquito and the travel brochure said nothing about mosquitoes.
Why did they mention it? It should say something about the bugs. I don't. The other one that gets me, they said we booked an excursion to a water park, but no one told us we had to bring our own swimsuits and towels. I assumed it'd be included in the price.
No.
I'm sorry.
I might. You know what? On that one, I might give them the towel portion.
Maybe on the outside.
Okay. Yeah.
But who wants? Like, hey, I'm a men's medium. Yeah. Oh, well, somebody just dropped this one off.
It's like bowling shoes. You just
strap that bad boy on. What are you talking about? You thought you were going to wear somebody else's swim trunks?
Uh-huh.
You're a sick. So this is what we want. And they don't all have to be travel. Like, what was one that wasn't travel? Somebody said, oh, somebody went to an Italian restaurant and said, what else you got? Like,
you got burger, fries.
That happens to my buddy who owns the El Jardin all the time. It's like, what, you guys got a hamburger here? And it's like, yeah, Mexican hamburger. It's like, no. Like, you walked into a place called El Jardin. It's not called The Garden. It's called El Jardin. It's Mexican food, you a-hole.
Does he have like a kid's menu? Like a top?
He does now.
Okay, that's her. There.
No, so he's got chicken fingers on there,
yes,
but it's like stupid. Like a kid's menu at a Mexican restaurant should be quesadillas. Like if you roll in there going, you got a hot dog? No, I don't have a hot dog. The restaurant's called El Jardin.
Got any potato salad back there?
So we want to know the stupid, we don't know where we're calling this. Could be gets
right.
Your go is like, what's the stupidest thing you've ever heard another human complain about? 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059.
I get really upset in the similar way that Aaron did whenever I watch House Hunters International. So it's people who are trying to leave America and go buy a house in another country. It's just anywhere in the world. Yeah. And they're always like, we fell in love with this place and we just want to try something new. And then they see the apartment and they go, yeah, where's the big fridge? They go, that's an American thing. We don't have that here.
We don't do that.
No. That's not going to work for me. You know, oh, no parking.
Then you don't want to live in Brazil.
Yeah, but what makes me so mad, because I take flack all the time because I don't want to travel the world. I don't want to live anywhere else. But at least I don't pretend like I do. Like, yes. These people, they don't want to leave either. No. You want to live in America, but yeah, grinds my gears.
What was it? Is that what we want to call it? I don't know.
Maybe.
There was somebody saying that they, what was the boat one? There was a line to get on a boat, and they
outside.
Complained. Yes. Well, boats are typically outside.
I know, but that's what the complaint said. That's not for me. I'm not an idiot.
They said the line was outside and there was no air conditioning for the line. The other one that kind of freaked me out is, and I've seen this happen before, a woman was at a restaurant. They were out of like the medium sized cups. So they're like, sorry, here's a large for the same price.
She's like,
so you're getting a free upgrade.
Correct.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I just want a medium. It's like, well, we're out of the medium glasses. Well, no, I just, I don't want the
exactly. I was like, wait,
you can... we're literally, we're giving you.
I can't fit my fingers around the large.
She flipped out, demanded she get the drink for free since it wasn't the size she wanted.
Oh, they're already trying to give her something for free.
Right. They're giving you 33% more, you J-hole.
Ungrateful. Another person on my list to fist fight.
And she has small fists too. You can take her.
I think basically what we should do is just have people call in, and at the end we pick one, and Aaron will fist fight.
Okay. Yeah.
if you would like Aaron to come beat the crap out of you, what was the other one? There was one about the roads being too bumpy and uneven. On the bus ride,
they couldn't read their travel brochure and understand the landmarks.
I'm having a hard time reading because of the bumpy. I can't remember what it was, but it was at my favorite sushi restaurant, and he made something that involved like a sous vide process, and then he would have to like flash, like fry it or whatever at the very end, and it's like it describes it in the thing. It's like the chef would begin to, like, you have to order it, like you say, like, on your way in, I want the duck confit or whatever. And he's like, I got to start now. So order a bunch of apps and whatever. And this person ordered it. And within like 5 minutes, every 30 seconds, like, where's my duck confit? Where's my, and it's like, kept asking. It's like, bro, it says, it's like, he has to go out and kill a duck, spin the duck, sous vide the duck, flash fry the duck.
So is it coming? Or what?
I don't know.
Where's it at?
I mean, I ordered like 8 minutes ago. Even though the menu says a good 4 hour wait for this duck confit.
I didn't believe it. I thought you were faster than
I've
that.
I've had people, when I've been DJing, they've come up and gone, we're trying to play a card game in the back. Could you turn it down?
Get out of town.
Yeah, and it's like, no. It's you came to a bar to play a card game. Yeah. I don't know.
Hold on, I've been that person.
All right, it's like crazy complainers. Yes. If you've got a good story, 303-222-5423.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
We don't really know what this is.
I know, right?
It's just basically when you ran into a Karen or just somebody just like...
ungrateful. You know, and just whine about the, what do you, what?
Just crazy complaints, yes. What got your goat, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Liz?
Hi, yay.
Yay.
What was the crazy complaint that got your goat?
So I work for public safety, and we have a caller that likes to complain about the Flight for Life helicopter, that after 9, it needs to shut it down.
Oh my God.
Shut your mouth. Yeah. They're like, if you get in an accident after 9, then it's an ambulance, because I don't want to hear Flight for Life taking off.
Correct.
Oh my God. But, just hover over his head.
I would. I almost want to know where they live, because I've never ridden in a helicopter.
Oh,
and
wow.
I would just hover over their house until midnight.
Because you can.
Because I can. I'm sorry. Especially if you're in Flight for Life.
There is, yeah.
Do you have to be polite?
Yes, we do.
We'll try to accommodate your...
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and ask people to not get in fatal accidents or near fatal... Oh, my God. Liz, God bless you for the job you're doing and dealing with people like that. Thank you for the call. Jean Ann.
Yay.
Yay. What's a crazy complaint?
Yeah, so I'm a nurse, and, you know, there's always those people that don't quite understand the situation. You know, other people have emergencies. And we were actually in the middle of coding a patient. There's doctors, nurses, everybody running up and down the hall. There's a code card out in the hall. And one of the patients, other patients' families came out of their room, and they were very upset that we had not gotten them their apple juice yet. Even though we explained to them that our other patient was not going to do so well.
Hey, I don't know if you see this person over here that we're putting a sheet over their face.
No, why?
Maybe you can wait on your apple juice.
And it better not be sitting out. Yeah. Better not be warm.
I like it cold. Tepid apple juice will not be accepted by room 405. Right. I can tell you that right now.
It happens more than you would think, too. The apple juice and the warm blankets, man. They'll come.
Where do they think they are at the Four Seasons? You're in a hospital, bro.
Yes.
Chill. Oh, my God. Thank you for doing the job you do as well, Jean-Ann. Dave.
Yay.
Yay. Crazy complaints or weirdness. What do you got?
Well, so a few years ago, I was running a crew working on fire alarms, and a younger guy, I told him to take the trash can out and throw it away in the dumpster, throw the trash in the dumpster. It was middle of winter, cold out. Dude comes back in without the trash can.
No, he didn't.
Where's the trash can?
No, he didn't.
And he's like, it's in the dumpster. I'm like, you bring the can back, bro. What are you doing?
I don't know.
I mentioned it to anybody on the crew years later, we still can't stop rolling, man.
Right.
Well, you said throw the trash can. What the hell do you think I was going to do? It's cold out there. Thank you, Dave. Kathy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your crazy complaint?
Oh, shoot. Oh, my ex, I wasn't with my ex and his two buddies, they're bikers, true blue bikers, went to Red Lodge, Montana, bike rallies, and they're on the back patio of a bar, smoking a cigar, having a beer, and his family with the children asked the bikers if they could move that the smoke was going in their eyes.
Yeah. Hey, could you have your women dress a little less scantily? You're at a bike rally.
Dang.
What did you think was going to...
Right,
yeah. And it was just from then on because kids just started... People started bringing their, their kids to Sturgis and trailer.
Certain events are not kid-friendly.
Thank you.
Apparently, we have a killer text here.
Let's see. I was working retail, and a lady asked me to open up a product so she could look at it. Happily, I opened the box, and she replied, "That's exactly what I want." So I went to put the box we had just opened into her cart, and she said, "Oh, I don't want that one. It's been opened."
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.